From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the government announces plans to supply an additional 100,000 homes by developing new public housing sites in the Seoul metropolitan area. The national fire mobilization order for South Gyeongsang province is extended as a drought persists. And North Korea is reportedly looking to have 50,000 of its troops supporting Russia in the war against Ukraine by late November. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Cha. The government has announced that it will supply an additional 100,000 homes by developing new public housing sites in the Seoul metropolitan area as it seeks to curb housing prices. It also plans to dramatically accelerate the supply schedule by simultaneously carrying out various licensing and approval procedures. Our Gu Yijin has the details.
The Lee Jae-myung administration has unveiled plans to expand housing supply in the Seoul metropolitan area by stepping up development on public land, lifting development restrictions in some greenbelt areas, and supporting private sector projects as part of efforts to rein in soaring housing prices. Land Minister Kim Yoon-deok, along with the heads of related government agencies, held a joint briefing at the government complex in downtown Seoul on Thursday to present the government's latest strategy, which includes supplying more than 200,000 homes in the Seoul metropolitan area, with 100,000 of these to be built in newly designated public housing districts.
공급 물량 확대뿐만이 아니라 공급 속도에 획기적인 혁신을 통해
We aim to alleviate housing price instability caused by supply-demand imbalances, not only by increasing supply, but also by achieving a breakthrough in delivery speed, thereby minimizing the time lag between policy announcements and actual supply. Additionally, we have devised forward-looking improvement measures that encompass regulatory easing, as well as financial and tax reforms to address sluggish private sector supply that has accumulated over the years.
This announcement builds on the housing supply plan the Lee administration announced in September 2025, under which it aims to build 1.35 million homes in Seoul, Incheon and Gyeonggi province by 2030. Following the government's announcement, President Lee called for a concerted effort from his administration to address the nation's real estate crisis, which he described as a ticking time bomb, threatening lives and the country's future. Gu Hee-jin, KBS World Radio News.
The ruling Democratic Party voiced full support Thursday for the government's real estate measures and urged the opposition to cooperate, while the People Power Party accused the government of rushing out ill-prepared policies and shifting blame for the housing shortage. Democratic Party floor leader Han Byung-do said at a policy coordination meeting at the National Assembly on Thursday that his party will seek to stabilize the housing market through comprehensive measures covering supply, taxation, and finance, while emphasizing the need to expand the housing supply so people can feel the effects immediately. Han also argued that the housing shortage cannot be blamed solely on the current administration and urged the main opposition People Power Party to cooperate, saying the previous government also bears some responsibility. Meanwhile, the People Power Party criticized the government for repeatedly rolling out hastily prepared real estate policies and accused it of shifting responsibility for the housing shortage to the opposition. During the opposition party's Supreme Council meeting at the National Assembly, floor leader Jeong Jeom-sik accused President Lee Jae-myung of reversing his own tax reform proposal within days and warned that further loss of market confidence would render all policy measures ineffective. The national fire mobilization order for South Gyeongsang province has been extended as the drought persists. The National Fire Agency said Thursday that the order, which was set to end at 6 p.m., will remain in effect for the time being and the provision of water will continue. But the agency said the number of firefighters and vehicles will be adjusted based on water demand, reservoir levels, and travel distances for different areas. A national fire mobilization order is issued when a disaster cannot be effectively handled with the firefighting resources of a particular city or province alone, or when nationwide efforts are deemed necessary. North Korea is reportedly looking to increase the number of its troops deployed to Russia to 50,000 by late November in support of Moscow's war against Ukraine. Citing data from Ukraine's Guru Military Intelligence Agency, Japan's Kyodo News reported Thursday that Pyongyang and Moscow have agreed on the troop increase and that the North Korean soldiers will likely be dispatched to three border regions in western Russia. Russian forces in the western regions are likely to be reassigned to the front lines under Moscow's strategy to occupy the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine within the year. A Ukrainian intelligence agency official said such plans are expected to be authorized by the leaders of the two countries. A rare work of calligraphy created by revered Korean independence activist An Jung-gun before he was executed by Japanese imperial forces in 1910 has been repatriated to South Korea. The return of An's rare ink and brush writing comes ahead of the 81st anniversary of Korean liberation. Rosenbach has more.
A scroll with hand-drawn calligraphy was unveiled Thursday at Deoksu Palace in central Seoul. The ink and brush writing on the scroll reads, as translated, "International law is no match for a cannon," in 8 Chinese characters. It was written by revered Korean independence fighter An Jung-gun in March 1910 at Lushan Prison near Dalian, China, just days before he was executed, and also bears his signature and distinctive handprint seal. An was executed by Japanese authorities after assassinating Ito Hirobumi, the first Japanese governor general of Korea, in Harbin in 1909, during Japan's forced annexation of the Korean Peninsula. He argued the killing was a legitimate act of war and demanded a trial under international law. But Japan denied him those legal protocols, prosecuted him as a murderer, and sentenced him to death. The Korea Heritage Service said the inscription reflects An's deep disillusionment with the impotence of international law in the face of military force. It became aware of the work through local contacts in Japan in May of 2025. 31 pieces of An's calligraphy have been designated as treasures in South Korea. The repatriation of An's work from Japan is timely, as South Koreans will commemorate 81 years since Korean independence from Japanese colonial rule on August 15th. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Incheon International Airport has ranked first in the world for international passenger traffic in the first half of this year, handling over 38 million passengers. According to a statement by the Incheon International Airport Corporation, this marks the first time the main gateway to Seoul has topped the global list since its opening in 2001. The airport handled 38.39 million international passengers during the January to June period, an increase of more than 6% compared to the previous year. Incheon topped the rankings among more than 1,200 airports worldwide based on preliminary statistics from the Airports Council International. Showers are expected in inland areas on Friday and Saturday. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, through Friday, 10 to 50 millimeters of rain is expected along the east coast of Gangwon Province, while most other areas could see between 5 and 40 millimeters. Showers are also forecast across the country on Saturday, Liberation Day. Friday's morning lows will range from 20 to 24 degrees Celsius nationwide, about 1 to 3 degrees higher than Thursday's, with a few areas expected to experience tropical nights. Daytime highs will range from 27 to 35 degrees, with Seoul reaching 33 degrees. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chan.